Good day, friends. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with a program that we simply say is based on what the Bible teaches. Your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ that bring you this broadcast have that one desire in mind. You know, if there's anything that is brought out to my mind clearly when I'm talking to people who are responsible for supporting this broadcast and putting it on the air, they simply say, well, now just preach the Bible the way the book teaches. Now, they're not saying this because they think I'm going to do something else, but they want to emphasize the point of what they have in mind. And this has a lot to do with our subject on the broadcast today, the righteousness of God. I don't think there's a question in anyone who believes in God and believes the Bible to be true about what God is righteous. John made a very wonderful statement in that first general epistle in chapter 1 when he said, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And of course, this is important to realize that God is light. It's important to realize that all righteousness is found in the Lord. And as I said on the broadcast last week, he has yet to make his first mistake. But you see, it's an interesting thing to note, not alone the righteousness of God and how righteous he is, but it's important to know how we can know what is right in the sight of God. How are we going to know what he wants us to do? Well, that's what the Bible's all about. That's what the New Testament has to offer. You see, the Old Testament gives us a picture of the things that are written aforetime, and it is said that they're written for our learning. We can learn from the examples of people back there, and just like I was telling you in one of the other broadcasts, that we can see the principle that no man ever pleased God by disobeying him. No man or woman ever displayed their love for God by disobeying him. But we understand that they loved God and were willing to keep his commandments. And Solomon brought this as an outstanding crescendo in his teaching in Ecclesiastes when he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's found in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. But you know, I find it to be true that there are people in life who want to do the right thing. And I often find them saying to me, well, you know, I'd like to live the Christian life, but I don't know how to do it. I don't think I can live the Christian life. Well, this is where the Bible comes to play in their life. And this is why we mention in congregations and we mention different times on this broadcast, perhaps not as often as we should, that your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ bring this to you as a spiritual assistant, not a substitute for church attendance, but to help you to come to know more about God's Word. And then we enjoy the opportunity of coming and sitting down in your home and studying with you about the Bible. No strings attached, just simply offering what the Bible teaches with the idea that you will truly consider in your mind what the Bible does teach and that you want to make your life better by making it like God wants it to be. But sometimes people say, well, I just can't understand the Bible. Now, the reason people probably have difficulty understanding the Bible is like a lot of times we don't give God a chance in our life. And sometimes we don't give the Bible enough chance in our life. David was a wonderful writer, and he made a statement that's outstanding and prolific in its meaning. Now, when he said that his delight was in the law of the Lord, now the reason for that is that in that law did he meditate day and night. So you see, when you read the Bible, you want to think about what you're reading. You want to keep turning it over in your mind. That's meditation. And eventually you'll get something out of that. Now, there are people who can help you do this. Again, I'd like to say that your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ stand ready to help you in this. But I want to look at a sequence that's found here in the first chapter of Romans. You may want to write these references down and consider them. I'm considering Romans 1, 16, and 17. And as a good brother told me just the other day, he said, you know, I can't think of any two passages that really reach out and touch one of the greatest needs in the life of people than these two passages. First of all, what do we need to know about the Word of God? Well, verse 16 of Romans 1 tells us that. Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, that's the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, the important point is it's God's power. It's God's dynamite. It is a teaching that is given to mortal man that can cleanse man from his sin. Now, the word implied here is that to everyone that believeth. And, of course, this word believeth is interesting because it not alone includes what a person might believe in saying that I believe that Christ is Son of God, but includes his trust and his love for God and also his willingness to obey God. You see, sometimes we sell the word belief or faith short in the Bible. I am led to believe that sometimes people think the word belief or the word faith just means what we say with our mouth. And yet when you think about it, you realize there's got to be more than just what you say. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So there's more to it than just talking. But now someone says, well, the gospel's the power of God unto salvation, but how am I going to receive benefit from that gospel? Listen to verse 17. For therein, that's the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. A man was telling me just the other day, he said, you know, when you take this reference, the just shall live by faith, you're talking about a very outstanding passage that was first written in the Old Testament. If you want to trace that out, look at Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4 back in the Old Testament. Habakkuk was one of the minor prophets, and he was talking about the impending danger, and we might say the destruction, the captivity that was coming on Jerusalem. And he was told by God, you go and tell the people about this. They want to stop their ears, they want to run, but they can't get away from it. It's going to come. But also tell them that the just people among them shall live by their faith. And Daniel was one of them. Now, Paul used that illustration in word from Habakkuk way back in the Old Testament to tell Christians that in the Bible is revealed, in the gospel, is revealed what is right in the sight of God. And to show that this is true, he mentions about faith to faith. Now, someone suggested to me, and I believe it's a good thought, that no doubt this refers to faith that was found in the Old Testament among the patriarchs, and also faith that is found in the New Testament among those who serve the Lord. I believe this is good reasoning. At the best, we can understand that it's conveying the idea of examples of faith. And the point is that there was great faith in the life of such men as Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, those individuals in the face of great danger who had faith in God, who did not waver, who stood true to him. So you see, this is why a person must read the Word of God. After all, you couldn't even get the faith that's necessary to save your soul unless you hear the Word of God. And so I'm suggesting to you, if this is a problem to you, to know what is right. Oftentimes there are people who get so perplexed, they say, I've come to the place that I don't know right from wrong, or I don't know wrong from right. Well, the Bible tells us that we ought to take a position that there's a certain thing that's right. So perish the idea in your thinking that you've got to remain in that state that you don't know right from wrong, or you don't know wrong from right. The Word of God will tell you what's right. If you just simply will take it, meditate upon it when you read it, and this matter will come plain to you. And there are many people, as I emphasize again, that are willing to sit down and study the Bible with you. Now, in the Church of Christ, the Bible is the main factor. We certainly emphasize the importance of speaking where the Bible speaks and being silent where it is silent. Now, that isn't glory, any glory to us. But when we do that, we're doing it to the glory of God. You know, I mentioned to a congregation some time ago, in fact, I mentioned it to several people, where a man and his family that I was well acquainted with, got well acquainted with him. I didn't know him when this first happened, but I got well acquainted with him. In fact, I'd been in their home later on. They actually took the Word of God and trying to find out what was right, and they sat down and they studied it, and they wrote down notes, and they meditated upon it, and they turned it over in their mind, and eventually they had the answer to what to do to be saved, what the church meant, how it worshipped, how it was governed, and how they went on to live the Christian life. And I don't have any doubt in my mind at all that they did this because they had a desire to find out what was right in the sight of God. You see, you can't leave it to man. In Proverbs 14 and 12, the book simply says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I can think of this so much, if I may personally make reference to this in my own life. I found myself as a teenager going along, not being living a vile life. In fact, I thought I was quite religious. But I really hadn't thought about some of the great issues that are found in the Bible. And I wanted to find out what the right thing was, and I had an opportunity studying the Bible with people who just simply took the Bible. They sit down and study the Bible. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I couldn't do that because Well, it just wouldn't be interesting. I'd get bored. Listen, friend, there's not a book in the world that can be any more thrilling. And when you really begin to learn and you get thirsting after righteousness and the things that are right in the sight of God, then this thing really whets your appetite. You're not going to be bored by the teaching of God's Word. You know, a lot of times people think in vacation Bible study they've got to tell a story of some modern hero. Well, now don't misunderstand me. We can use outstanding heroes in the history of our country and the world as an illustration, as an object lesson. But the Bible itself has some of the greatest heroes that have ever lived upon the face of the earth. And when you begin to look at their lives, whether you're dealing with young people or people who are older, you see something that is right there. You see how they made the decision. Think of the decisions that the 17-year-old teenager Joseph in Egypt had to make in the household of Potiphar. Think of how that he was up and he was down and then he was up again and then he was down again, and yet his faith carried him on through, and eventually he became the food administrator of the land of Egypt, and he was looked upon as being Pharaoh's right-hand man, and he saved his household. So the wonderful story of Joseph is an example for all teenagers. And, of course, the story of Joshua is an example for people all through life. After he'd served God diligently in his life, his great message in Joshua 24 and 15 was, "Serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." And the people were impressed by this because they were close to God at that time. And they said, "God forbid that we should serve any other gods." So the righteousness of God, what is right in the sight of God, is found in your Bible. Isn't that interesting that you have a copy of the text right in your home? If you don't, why, the Church of Christ would be glad to provide you with one. We're going to have to leave you on the broadcast today. The righteousness of God's found in the Bible. Be in the house of the Lord. Come and bring your Bible and your entire family and study the truth that is able to make all men free, free from sin, and free to live for Him.